Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific. And I have a few quick updates about our Patreon. First and foremost, voting on this month's postcard has just closed, so we have an official design. If you're not a patron, or you haven't added your address to your Patreon account yet, it's not too late. You have until the 25th of this month to secure your postcard. And you better act quickly, because once this design is printed, it is done. We won't be returning with it, and it won't be back next month or the month after that. This is a one-time only offer. So, if you like this month's design, or you just want to get access to ad-free and bonus content, make sure you visit us at patreon.com/scp_pod. And now, the most important parts. This week's patrons. I want to give a real big shout-out to Kira Dest, A. Creed, and Not Me Coffee. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world, and I hope you enjoy this month's postcard.
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Alright, this is the first SCP assigned to me since Dr. Malcolm got me high. I spent the last 3 months poring over the database, trying to get a feeling of other entries. Have I mentioned how much scary shit there is here? And then there's weird shit, like a mason jar that makes insects speak Spanish. No joke. Anyway, time to write this thing. This entry is going to be the dopest thing at the Foundation. Just you watch. SCP-4205, Draft 1. Author, Junior Researcher Wade DeLitz. Status, submitted for review. Item number, SCP-4205. Object class, safe. Threat level, yellow. Special containment procedures. Due to the immaterial nature and relatively recent discovery of SCP-4205, no methods of containing SCP-4205 have been discovered. Sightings of SCP-4205 are to be immediately reported to Site Supervisor as well as Junior Researcher Wade DeLitz. All video recordings of SCP-4205 can be saved to the specified archive on the Foundation database, DBS-4205. Description. SCP-4205 is a pair of amber-colored eyes, appearing primarily within the translucent or semi-translucent pane of any window-like structure. In most cases, when an affected individual views these eyes, brain death will occur quite swiftly. This has been observed in most cases, with only one exception to date. An unusual aspect of the deceased victims is that usual post-mortem brain activity ceases in a much more rapid manner than usually observed in a natural death. SCP-4205 was discovered on December 11, 1992, by Junior Researcher Wade DeLitz, when he observed SCP-4205 appearing within the reinforced glass between the observation room to interrogation room F99. He later requested the site supervisor, Dr. Malcolm Young, to review surveillance footage of the observation room, in which SCP-4205 was observed within the video as well. After further review of surveillance footage over the past 2 years, 6 other occurrences of SCP-4205 were discovered, They are as follows. Note to self, collect occurrences in place here. End note. Further research into SCP-4205 is required and has been approved by Dr. Malcolm Young, with junior researcher Wade DeLitz as lead.
Review status denied. Notes. Dalitz, this is sloppy. Object classes are based off the ease of containment, not danger. And what the hell is threat level? Did you make that up? There's so many errors here. I will come to your desk and assist in person. You're not in university anymore. You need to do better. Also, you left some part of a journal or something at the top of the file. I did not get you hired. You proved you have potential. Now live up to it. Senior Researcher Dr. Malcolm Young.
SCP-4205, Draft 01-BS. Author, Junior Researcher Fucking Awful. Status, awaiting submission. Item number, 80085. Object class, Bullshit Threats. Level, Up My Own Ass. Special Containment. It's just some fucking eyes. It kills people, but not me. Lucky me! Review status, not sent. Journal. Hey, Dad. Had a shit day at work today. To the surprise of no one. I get it. It's my first time documenting an SCP. Mistakes are expected, right? I don't know what's wrong with me. I knew inventing some threat-level bullshit was bullshit. I just wanted to try something new. Should have known better. I almost had a goddamn stroke when I nearly sent that second draft to Malcolm. I would have been incredibly fired if I did. Even Malcolm wouldn't be able to forgive that. Years of college dealing with my garbage. And if he's not fed up by now, probably never will be. He'd probably just demote me to unpaid intern and have me usher around D-class until one of them stabs me. I'll just make a list here of the items he told me edit. I'll fix these tomorrow. Change to Keter. Remove my idiot bullshit threat level. My words, not his. Remove my name from containment procedures. Add occurrences and never submit a draft without it being complete. His words, not mine. And correct overall tone. Nothing in university really prepared me for the foundation. Analytical chemistry never taught me to test glowing eyes in glass that kill people. I don't even really know what I'm going to do next. I have to figure it out. I can't disappoint Dr. Malcolm after all he's done for me. Talk to you tomorrow. SCP-4205 Draft 2. Author, Junior Researcher Wade DeLitz. Status, awaiting submission. Item number, SCP-4205. Object class, Keter. Special Containment Procedures. Due to the immaterial nature and relatively recent discovery of SCP-4205, no methods of containing SCP-4205 have been discovered. All sightings of SCP-4205 are to be reported to the Foundation site lead immediately upon discovery. Any deceased victims must be taken to the site corridor in order to perform an autopsy. Until further notice, all rooms containing thin sheets of translucent material used to look between two distinct spaces are to keep an experimental Lang-Scranton stabilizer within in order to counteract the anomaly. Additionally, all rooms must be occupied with no less than two individuals at all times. Description. SCP-4205 is a disembodied pair of amber-colored orbs, resembling humanoid eyes, appearing primarily within translucent or semi-translucent pane of any window-like structure. When affected individuals view the eyes, brain death will occur near instantly. To date, only one known case has not resulted in death. SCP-4205 has only appeared to individuals that are currently occupying a space alone. During attempts to resuscitate victims, brain activity was observed to cease in a much more rapid manner than usually observed in a natural death. During autopsy, the bodily functions of victims appear to be completely unharmed. However, the brain is shown to have extensive nerve damage focused primarily on the amygdala, hippocampus, medial temporal lobe, and occipital lobe. Though all parts of the brain displayed some sort of damage, similar in some form to electric shock or cranial trauma. Initial discovery of SCP-4205 occurred on December 11, 1992, when junior researcher Wade DeLitz observed SCP-4205 appearing within the reinforced polymethyl methacrylate between observation room to interrogation room F99. Upon review of security footage of the observation room, SCP-4205 was spotted on the video as well, despite unusual electrical damage to the tape. After further review of surveillance footage over the past 2 years, 6 other occurrences of SCP-4205 were discovered. Occurrences listed in chronological order. Affected individual: GOC Deputy Liaison, Gina. Date of occurrence: January 5th, 1990. Location: Site 19 Holding Room. Description: Deputy Liaison Gina was left in the holding room, also known as the waiting room, while a member of the Site 19 staff retrieved Site Director Dr. Bright. The holding room had a single observation window on its northeastern wall. SCP-4205 was observed within the reflective glass of this one-way window and appeared to watch the deputy liaison for approximately 8 minutes. During this time, the security tape shows mild electrical damage. The deputy liaison appears to aimlessly peer around the room when he observes SCP-4205 and falls out of his chair to his death. He was discovered approximately 5 minutes later by Dr. Bright's assistant. Note: this incident caused a significant diplomatic incident between the GOC and the Foundation. Discovery of the death being a result of SCP-4205 has been shared with the GOC in a limited capacity. Note to self: fill out the rest of this, you lazy bastard. End note. Further research into SCP-4205 is required and has been approved by Dr. Malcolm Young, with junior researcher Wade DeLitz as lead. Review status: not sent.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Journal. ID number 121192. Evening, Dad. I've been staring at this terminal for the past 7 hours. You know how I am when I focus on stuff. On top of that, my lamp is busted, so I'm just using the terminal's light. I can already feel my eyes drying out. I need to eat something. Home is just starting to feel like work. I just bring it with me. With my terminal here, oh so kindly given to me by the Foundation, with the strict instructions that it's only meant for the Foundation work and nothing else. Granted, I have no idea if games would run on this thing. It doesn't look like an Apple or an IBM. Whatever. There's been a burning feeling in the back of my mind. I don't understand why I'm still alive. All the others died. 6 others, and me. Why me? I'm not special. Well, Ma said I was special, but she's my Ma. Of course she did. You know how she is. Ever since seeing them, I can't think about anything else. I barely slept at all last night. I'm gonna try and sleep early today. Maybe that'll help. I'll eat tomorrow. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Occurrence listed in chronological order. Affected individual: GOC Deputy Liaison, Gina. Date of occurrence: January 5th, 1990. Location: Site 19 Holding Room. Description: Deputy Liaison Gina was left in the holding room, also known as the waiting room, while a member of the Site 19 staff retrieved Site Director Dr. Bright. Discovery of the death being a result of SCP-4205 has been shared with the GOC in a limited capacity. Affected individual: Site 11, sous chef in training, Lorna Michaels. Date of occurrence: March 18th, 1990. Location: Site 11, Culinary School, entrance anteroom. Description: Site 11, sous chef in training, Lorna Michaels, and 2 other chefs in training, have been tasked with cleaning and closing down the Site 11 Culinary School for the evening. The 2 other chefs left for the evening, and Michaels stayed for another hour and 10 minutes. She makes unauthorized use of the training kitchen in order to bake what appears to be a birthday cake for her 3-year-old daughter. Side note, Malcolm is going to tell me this isn't important, but whatever. I'm human, and this is important to me. After finishing and cleaning up after herself, she begins to leave the building. When she reaches the entrance to the answer room, she looks down in order to choose between keys on a ring. When she finds the right one, she looks up and observes SCP-4205 within the exterior glass windows. Michaels immediately collapses along with her cake. She was discovered the next morning by head chef Grace Frederico. Note, not available. Affected individual. Site 19, janitor Mark Marcus. Date of occurrence, June 11th, 1990. Location, Site 19, subterranean parking lot, F9. Within vehicle owned by the victim. Description, Site 19 janitor Mark Marcus is seen exiting elevator to Site 19 STPL F9 during his break. He enters his vehicle, a blue and white 1985 Dodge Charger. Side note, this guy had good taste. And proceeds to take a nap. After 20 minutes, Marcus awakes and observes SCP-4205 within his windshield. Marcus is discovered the following day by Wilhelm Grugnock, after a search is called as Marcus failed to return from his break or to be seen at home by his wife. Note, all these people, families, important figures, and who am I, really? Affected individual. Neutralized SCP-048, SCP-408-M. Date of occurrence, November 20th, 1990. Location, Area 14 Containment Chamber QM-X15. Description, SCP-048-N's containment procedures made it particularly susceptible to SCP-4205. SCP-048-N was a humanoid being that appeared as a malnourished young girl, approximately 8 and 10 years old. She was of Middle Eastern origin, though she claimed to be thousands of years old. SCP-048-N claimed to be the Kenite god Yam, despite Yam generally being depicted as a male figure. SCP-048-N had a compulsive ability to fill any space it occupies with water, as well as the ability to pass through any solid, opaque surface. An important part of SCP-048-N's containment procedure was to keep her within a glass cube at all times, as SCP-048-N was not capable of traversing transparent substances. On November 20, 1990, Area 14 had emergency drill for which researchers within SCP-048-N's observation room existed. Within 2 minutes, SCP-4205 appears on all 6 panes of SCP-048-N's containment cube. SCP-408-N is declared neutralized upon conferment of death by Area 14 Director Dr. Lyer. Note, Dr. Lyer seemed very relieved when he was informed that SCP-048-N's neutralization was not a result of negligence. SCP-048 was considered a useful asset due to its nature as a possible deity, one of which is known to have an enemy deity of Baal. Affected individual, Adam Sadov. Date of occurrence, June 11th, 1991. Location, fill in later, Wade. Description, fill in now, Wade. Note, later is now, Wade. Affected individual, Ait Pierre, Pete, Turi. Date of occurrence, October 8th, 1992. Location, this guy was boring anyways. Description, probably goes after boring people. Note, Theo isn't boring though. Affected individual, Dr. Theodore Quayle. Date of occurrence, December 9th, 1992. Location, within SCP-965's containment storage facility at Site 19. Description, while performing a routine inspection of SCP-965-1, Dr. Quayle observed SCP-4205 within the window of which also contained SCP-965. Similar to junior researcher DeLitz, Dr. Quayle did not immediately die as per the other victims. Note, the observation was not discovered until Dr. Quayle reported an incident of SCP-965's apparently having eyes now. When pressed for more information, Dr. Quayle gave a description matching the other incidents. Due to the nature of SCP-965, there's no direct video feed of the containment area of 965. so there's no recorded confirmation of this encounter. However, Dr. Quay was not aware of SCP-4205's existence prior to his encounter. Experiment log, SCP-4205. Name, Junior Researcher Wade DeLitz. Date, December 13th, 1992. Supervisor, Dr. Malcolm Young, Clearance Level 3, not present. Description, I tried to touch it. I saw it again, and I tried to touch it. Result, it feels like when you rub two balloons together and touch one to your arm, except all over your body. I couldn't really touch it, though. It's not in front of the glass or behind the glass, it's in the glass. And I can't tell if it's looking at me or not. Is it even really there? Further research into SCP-4205 is required, and has been approved by Dr. Malcolm Young, with Junior Researcher Wade DeLitz as lead. Review status, not sent. Journal. Dad, there's someone else. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone! Quail! I know Quail! He's just around my age. Been at the Foundation longer than me, though. He actually got through university in a respectable amount of time. You know, rather than having to have his pathetic ass saved after 2 years of failure. I bet he never had to struggle for 10 hours just to write one line of a containment procedure, as he tries to decide if he needs to use scientific name for plexiglass. Tomorrow. I will talk to him tomorrow. Also, I think I started to hallucinate. Last night, I was laying in bed, tossing and turning. I was trying everything. Even turned on the radio to listen to some shitty soft jazz. Your favorite. There's really no better sleep aid than that garbage. No offense. I turned to my right side, looking towards the window of my bedroom, and I saw them. Again. Same as the first time. I felt myself tense up, my body just seizing. I stared at it for what felt like an eternity. You know night terrors? I used to have them when I was a kid. It was before you were gone, but I don't think I ever told you. I would wake up, stiff as a board, and feel as though someone was trying to pull at my toes, and giggle with the same voice as the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz. That's your fault, by the way. You knew it freaked me out, and you teased me with that voice anyways. Eventually, I'd be able to take a breath and scramble up in my bed only to see nothing. Not this time. This time, being able to move seemed to come gradually, like stiff knots in my joints were coming unraveled one by one. And then I got up from my bed, but it was still there. Now, stick with me here. Dr. Malcolm told me to think of some tests for SCP-4205, which, like, how the hell am I supposed to test something if I don't even know where it is? But this was my chance. I had to do something, and being the thick piece of shit I am, all I could think of was touching it. Like, next day, I'm goddamn punching myself because there's a dozen of other better experiments, but all I could think of was touching it. Anyway, I, you know, touched it. Nothing really happened. I felt a weird sort of shiver over my whole body, but that's it. I haven't told anyone. I haven't submitted any of my last two drafts. I just don't want to be taken off this project. And this is my chance to prove myself to everyone. Fuck. I have to tell them, though. There's something going on. This isn't normal. I'm gonna call Mom and talk to her. Even though I can't really share any of this with her. Fuck, I hate lying to her. I wish I had someone. I don't even really have you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I'm so fucking stressed. I'm sorry. Good night, Dad. I miss you.
SCP-4205, draft. Author, Junior Researcher Wade DeLitz. Status, SCP-4205. Object class, Scrambler. Special containment procedures. No method of containing SCP-4205 has been discovered. Containment is possible. It has no weakness. All sightings of SCP-4205 are to be reported to Foundation Site Lead immediately upon discovery. Any deceased victims must be taken to Psychorno in order to perform an autopsy. Until further notice, all rooms containing thin sheets of translucent material used to look between two distinct spaces are to keep an experimental leg screen stabilizer within in order to counteract anomaly. Additionally, all rooms must be occupied with no less than two individuals at all times. Any poor, unfortunate soul that sees SCP-4205 and doesn't die should immediately be killed as well. SCP-4205 obviously just made a mistake. During attempts to resuscitate victims, brain death will be observed to cease in a much more rapid manner than usually observed in natural deaths. During autopsy, the bodily function of victims appear to be completely unharmed. However, blah 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 blah, some brain science bullshit I don't actually understand, and just copied from some coroner report. Who fucking cares what it does to the goddamn brain? Initial discovery of SCP-4205 occurred on December 11, 1992, when junior researcher Wade DeLitz lit the frozen flagpole of life and somehow it didn't get stuck. SCP-4205 has a form. It is as if it is not there. Or it is there. Like a rip in space, not a void, but like my eyes want to look at it, but my brain won't let me. Like when I get a CRT monitor with bad tracking, it has a black line that just scrolls across the screen. Occurrence of the lucky six that got to die are not going to be listed because who cares? Journal. Fuck. I just want to shitting fucking punt those fuck-nutted shit dicks in the goddamn balls. Whatever. Whatever. I don't care if they can see this. I'm not going to stop just because I know you bastards can read this. Yeah. Hey, Dad. Turns out, I've not just been talking to you. The Foundation has been watching the whole time. If I wave at the screen, will they be able to see it? I fucking hope so. 3 hours. 3 hours. Doctor of sucking his own itty-bitty dick, Malcolm Young, berated me for 3 hours. I'm unprofessional. I'm childish. I'm dense and idiotic. I should have never been allowed to graduate. He should have never helped me. What did he ever see in me? All his words. And my words. Who am I fucking kidding? He's right. He's right. I know he is. He just finally said exactly what I've been telling myself for years. He sent me home. He took me off SCP-4205. I'm definitely fired. He told me I was going to be watched. I'm not allowed to leave my house. But I already am being watched. Hold on. Let me say hello to my new friend. Nope, nothing. Oh, right. I haven't told you yet. Yeah, they're there all the time now. The eyes. They're everywhere. Bedroom window. Window of the front door. Window of the kitchen. Window in the living room. Not the window in the front door, though. It doesn't seem to like that window. I swear, I even saw that bastard on my water glass earlier. I don't know what's going on. I'm too fucking pissed to be scared right now, but if I'm going to be stuck in here with this thing, I might as well test it. I'm not going to let this stop me. Oh, also, before being renamed, like, a stack of paper, I found Quail. He seemed fine. Told me nothing had happened between seeing the eyes and today. Maybe I'm just going crazy. I do wish I could have talked to him more, though. I admired this guy since university. Too goddamn late now. I'm probably going to die of old age in this house while the Foundation pokes me with a stick. Just you, me, my glowing-eyes friend, and those bastards reading this. Sincerely, fuck off. SCP-4205 drafts... 04? Author. Prisoner. Wait. Status? Not applicable. SCP. Keter. Too tired to edit this entry. I'm just gonna leave some notes like it told me to. Description. Add how it feels like when getting closer. Add how some, like Quail, do not seem to be affected at all. What was Quail's first name again?
It had claimed ownership.
Add the feeling of static. Tests. Test 1. Shine a flashlight at it. Result, nothing. Test 2. Tap glass with broomstick. Result, slight increase in feeling of static. Dissipates after a couple of seconds. Test 3. Try to have a chat with it. Result. Took a while, but it responded. I can't write here what it said. It told me not to. Test 4. Try to play catch with it. Broke window with ball. Can see it in shards of glass. Test 5. Touch it. Result. No. No, 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 I won't, I won't! Journal. understand. It's been a day. Yeah, really. Just a day. It tried to tell me that you are the eyes, but I know it's a liar. It told me not to eat or I... don't know. I'm not hungry anyway. I tried calling Mom, but I couldn't remember her number. Just stood with the dial phone before the phone started howling at me. This entry 44205. I've got to finish it. I have to. Dr. Malcolm will fuck himself. Do you remember our home number, Dad? Please tell me. Please, 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 please tell me. Please. Please, Dad. SCP 4205, draft. Author, Wade. Status, no. Item number, X. Object class, at home. Special containment procedures. Cannot contain what cannot be contained. You'll never do it. Not even if you wanted to. I'll get out of here. Jump out my window. You can't stop me. I have to write. Writing helps me remember. Yes, yes, it does. Don't lie to me, it does. Go out there. Find him. Theo. I can see him. The feeling in the deep part of my stomach whenever I saw him. Strong. A good hug, I bet. Why did I never tell him? Why did I never tell myself? I have to get out. Let me out, please. Why won't you let me out, Dad? I'll never get out. But it will. It starts with the, but I can't remember. My name is Wade. I'll tell him. Do you want to go for a hike sometime? I know a good place. It's nearby. It's Theo. Theo, can you please, Theo, can you please hug me? It's all I want. It's all I want. Goodbye. Containment procedure. What? No. My. Close my eyes. Don't loop. Lope. Look. No. What? Why? Ow. Oh. Okay. This is description, not contain. Static. Electric. With zap spark like power through string wire. Shh. Quiet. I need to finish. It smells. No, really. Like when... Remember when you make bread? I was real young. First thing I remember, that smell. My eyes open when I wake in the crib and I smell that bread. I remember. But I don't remember the taste eating, biting it. I don't remember biting it. Yeah, smell. Also look at shit. Swarming birds. You remember? I remember. At the park, the one with my name. You always tell me it's named after me. We watch the birds in the sky, like liquid in the blue. So many spots of black. Why did they move like that? It looks like that outside the glass. Like so many hundreds of birds, like black liquid in the blue. Chaos, but control. What kind of bird was that, Dad? I have to finish entry. How heavy is electric? Can it? Can it have eyes?
SCP-4205 Final. Author, Senior Researcher Dr. Malcolm Young. Status, submitted on 12-11-1998. Approved, 12-25-1998. Item number, SCP-4205. Object class, Keter. Special containment procedures. SCP-4205 is currently uncontained. Its status is unknown and active research into effective methods of containment are ongoing. Any manifestations of SCP-4205 are to be reported immediately to the Site Director, Jacob Eath. Video records of SCP-4205 must be analyzed frame by frame for any visual abnormalities, and any electronic devices nearby at the time of the viewing event must be thoroughly monitored for any data corruption. Early testing has revealed that SCP-4205 appears to be negatively affected and/or repelled by lead glass. Show Special Procedure 4205-Delta. Description: SCP-4205 is a visually perceived cognitohazardous anomaly presenting as two adjacent, amber-hued, luminous oculiform objects within a transparent medium. This medium must serve as a viewing window between two separate enclosed spaces. So far, SCP-4205 has appeared in tempered glass, frosted glass, float glass, prototype memetic hazard polymer shielding, plexiglass. Any sentient being directly viewing SCP-4205 will undergo immediate and irreversible brain death, with all measurable neurological activity ceasing within 500 milliseconds of exposure. Any digital video footage captured during an SCP-4205 viewing event invariably displays some level of distortion and corruption. Frame-by-frame analysis of these recordings demonstrate individual frames displaying various locations frequented by the affected individual. Analysis of this event is ongoing. In one instance, the Foundation terminal that an affected individual had been using during the viewing event was later found with severe textual and data corruption. According to network editing logs, in the 2.5 hours between the viewing event and examination of the terminal, the files 014205 ANOM ARC 525744 through 134205 ANOM ARC 525744 were sequentially inserted, archived, and given priority database positions for SCP-4205. Attempts at removal have been unsuccessful. The discovery of the anomaly and its associated hazards, as well as unsuccessful attempts at containment, prompted the creation of Mobile Task Force XI-6, St. Elmo's Fire, assigned to investigate SCP-4205. Following the death of junior researcher Wade Dalitz, a thorough examination of the anomalously archived files has been conducted by MTF XI-6. While the experience conveyed through these files has revealed some information on its anomalous effects, it has thus far not been possible to confirm whether the experiences described therein are ubiquitous between all affected individuals. Crystallographic analysis of all transparent materials at junior researcher Dalitz's home found that the windows installed into the main entrance door to the premises were coated in a 34% lead oxide glaze. This led to the implementation of Special Procedure 4205-Delta, leading to an 84% reduction in fatalities related to SCP-4205 over the following 15 months. 37 incidences of exposure corroborated by video evidence are recorded, and 0 subjects have survived. An archive of all affected individuals is being compiled by MTF XI-6 and will be placed in this file upon completion. Special note: a search of the Foundation personnel database for a Dr. Theodore Quayle did not result in any matches. Foundation agents later identified a Dr. Theodore Quayle, former university classmate of the deceased Wade Dalitz, living in Fargo, North Dakota. Questioning of this individual has thus far not been deemed necessary.
SCP-4205 was written by Woe Dinez. This week, our host and narrator was me, Pacific Obadiah. Malcolm Young was played by Graham Rowett. Quality assurance was done by Jimmy Furr, and the sky above the port had the color of television, tuned to a dead channel. Our music is composed by the amazing Tom Rory Parsons, and I'm your showrunner and sound designer, Pacific Obadiah. Our producer is Tom Owen, and this is a Bloody Disgusting show. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform, or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.